In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, on God, Amen. Today is the fifth Sunday of the Great Fast, and it is known as the Sunday of the paralytic man at the Lake of Bethesda. How this man stayed for 38 years until the Lord visited him and he healed his infirmity. And in this meeting between the Lord and this lame man, we see that after the Lord healed him, then he issued for him a warning, and he said to him, "See, you have been made well, sin no more, lest the worst thing come upon you." From this we understand that the infirmity that this man was suffering from was related to a previous sin, and he was bearing consequences of this sin. We always like to meditate and think about the Lord's promises, but when we come to His warnings, usually we give a deaf ear to this. Actually, there is no way we can know Him and live with Him unless we will have this balance in how we look at the Lord. We should not only be focused on His mercy, but also we have to be aware of His justice. Those who fear the Lord enjoy many, many things. And the fear of the Lord is not something that's going to hinder us from loving Him. Something very unique about the fear of the Lord, it does not trigger in our hearts a kind of rejection or a rebel against Him, but rather actually, we honor the Father. We honor Him and His sayings. We deal with Him as children who are respecting and loving their parents should deal with. Let us go and see and review the scripture and see why ought we to fear the Lord. The first reason is the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. We hear this many times in many different occasions in the scripture, Old and New Testament. We hear that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. What does it mean, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom? If we can think of foolishness and wisdom in their fullness as two poles on a scale, and we are moving in this scale, and there is a point in the middle that is the fear of the Lord, we will always be on the foolish side of the scale unless we hit this point, unless we give ears to the Lord's warning, unless we come to realize that one day we will stand before Him and He will judge us. This point is very important for us and for our children. We are so much focused on how to make our children to be more knowledgeable. We give them the best education. We try to raise them in a way that makes them lacking nothing. But how much we are focused on making them to be wise? How much we really think that they should learn to heed the Lord's warning? I know sometimes we do this with an extreme. We make the people so much scared from God. We threaten them and we always make them to think that if they do this, they will go to hell. And this is not what we are talking about today. There should be some kind of balance on how we raise our children to fear God and regard His commandments. This is the beginning of wisdom. So the first blessing that we gain when we fear the Lord is that we learn how to be wise. It is not the degree that you hold, how many books did you read, how many places did you visit, how many cultures you were exposed to, that will make you wise. Maybe will make you knowledgeable, but wisdom is far from this. We see people who never had any degree, they didn't have a high education, but they are wise simply because they learn it how to fear God, how to regard Him, how to look carefully to His commandments. The second reason why we ought to fear the Lord is that the fear of the Lord brings blessings. Many, many Psalms telling us so. One of them is Psalm 128. We see King David saying God's promises. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in His ways. When you eat the labor of your hands, you shall be happy. And it shall be well with you. Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the very heart of your house, your children like olive plants all around your table. A man who learned how to fear God, and this was seeded in his house, will bring blessing upon himself, his wife, his children. This is grace, giving to a house that regards God and fear Him. Let us compare this to sometimes when we go in our house as if like no one is watching over us. We always are very careful when we come to the church, how in a way we acquire an attitude that reflects that we are God-fearing people. But truly, what usually happens in our houses? What usually happens when you are locked in your room by yourself? By then, is the fear of the Lord is before your eyes, or this is something that far from being so? The fear of the Lord that makes us to say, this is not allowed in my house. This show will never be displayed in my TV set. These words cannot be allowed. I cannot allow this kind of profane words to be said in my house. All of this that tells that those people are God-fearing people. Their house is a witness for this. When we fear God, then blessings will come upon our homes and our families. The third reason why we ought to fear the Lord, the fear of the Lord is the way to persuade others. Look carefully to the wordings of St. Paul in his second epistle to the Corinthians. He said, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. And look at the word he used, terror. I know this is something very harsh to think about it. But actually, it is a fearful thing to fall in the hands of the living God. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. What does it mean? You will never be able to convince your children to live in a straight and steadfast way unless they will see you doing the same. There is no way you can tell them to stand in prayers while you are totally unaware and you don't care about it. You will never be able to teach them not to lie while they see you doing this all the time. They will never be able to understand what does it mean for a person to live holy and chaste. And they see you watching things and doing things that's not befitting what you are talking about. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. You will be more convincing to the people who are around you when you truly fear God. They will see it happening in your life, and then what you will say will have an impact. People will look at it and say, yes, we believe it, simply because we see it. Speak whatever speeches in your house. Give your children as much lectures as you might like. At the end of the day, while they are listening to you, they will be thinking, what do you do in this particular thing that you are lecturing them about? If they do not see it happening, forget it. The fourth reason why we ought to fear the Lord, the fear of the Lord guides us to know His will. In the book of Psalms, we hear King David says, who is the man that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way he chooses. Him shall he teach in the way he chooses. Every day, we come and ask this question, what does God want from me? What is His good will for me? If you want to know His good will, fear Him and live with this fear. Take Him seriously, and He will teach you in the way He chooses. As simple as that. If we fear God, He will reveal His good will for us. If we do not regard His commandments, if we think of Him lightly, as we can see now in the deception of our contemporary age, people always speak about God's promises, His kindness, His love. And when it comes to this point, just don't think about it. God loves you so much. Yes, He loves us so much. But meanwhile, does this mean that we are exempted from the commandments? Does this give us some kind of permission that we go loose in our life? Who said that? The Lord today balanced this. He healed the man and He gave him a warning. The fear of the Lord guides us to know His will. Also, God delivers those who fear Him. And deliverance here is not only related to afflictions and tribulations that is of earthly nature or related only to the body, but actually it extends to include everything else. We hear in Psalm 34, the angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear Him and delivers them. When you go to sleep by night, if your house is known to the heavenly, as this is the house of God-fearing people, then there will be an angel who is camping around your house, simply because this is the promise that God gave to those who fear Him. You are not going to go by your on your own, by yourself. You are always accompanied by these heavenly hosts, simply because this is God's promise and God is faithful. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear Him and delivers them. Encamps means He has a permanent dwelling. The angel of the Lord is with those people who fear God all the time. Another reason, the fear of the Lord is what counts at the end. King Solomon lived a life that was very rich in everything. He almost experienced everything. This is what he said about himself. At the end of his life, he wrote the book of Ecclesiastes. At the last chapter, at the last verse, he is giving the conclusion. And when a wise man like King Solomon is saying, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter, we certainly have to give him our attention. What is the conclusion of all matter? Fear God and keep His commandment, for this is man's all. Your whole story is about this. Fear God and do His commandment. Live with it. This is man's whole. And actually, if we all, to just remind ourselves, when we come and attend a funeral for somebody who departed, usually what the people remember for this person is how much this person feared God, how much he loved others, how much he served, how much he was dedicated and he has a purpose in his life. No one remembers by then his career or how much did he achieve. How much money did he was he able to save? All of these things are behind him. They are not to be remembered anymore. It is the same applied also in heaven. Whenever we are to stand before the mighty God, He will judge us according to how much did we fear Him, how much did we regard His commandments and live with it. How much do we spend time focused on these things versus how much we are overwhelmed with day-to-day things and our worries about the school, about the study, about marriage, about the children, about so and so and so. I am not here saying that, restating that all of these are not important. This is not what I meant to say. But meanwhile, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is man's all. Another reason, if we do not fear Him, we simply will perish. How simple is this fact? Actually, the people who are saying sometimes that the church should not be discouraging people and making them to fear God, I will ask them, and I direct them to go and read what the Lord Himself has said. But I will show you whom you should fear. Fear Him who after He has killed, has power to cast into hell. Yes, I say to you, fear Him. I have been here in Houston for 7 years. I never heard a single sermon that anyone says this verse or repeats it. Not at all, as if this is not in the Bible. As if this is something that's excluded. We should not be talking about it. This is something that, just forget it. We always speak about John 3:16. That God loved the world and He gave His only begotten Son. This is true and this is true. This is God and this is God. This is the Lord Jesus coming to save the world, and also He is the one who is going to come to judge the world. We have to be balanced in how we deal with God. This is Himself saying, I will show you whom you should fear. Fear Him who after He has killed has power to cast into hell. Yes, I say to you, fear Him. As if like He is pointing to Himself and saying, you know something? Do not fear those who kill the body. Fear Me. You should do this. This is a wise thing to be done. the basic and flat truth. If we do not fear him, we perish. We are not going to be excused for our slackness in keeping his commandments. We are not going to stand before him and say that, Lord, it was too much for me. I couldn't keep your commandment because simply I was not keen enough, and it's fine. Let us review these reasons. They are not only the only reasons in the Bible why we should fear God, but this is something that should click in our minds and we should keep it before our eyes at all times. We ought to fear God because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord brings blessings. The fear of the Lord is the way to persuade others. The fear of the Lord guides us to know His will. God delivers those who fear Him. The fear of the Lord is what counts as the end. And if we do not fear Him, we will perish. Glory be to God forever and ever.